Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out. This is episode 164, the first show of the fall. Officially, as it's the third weekend of September. Hope you've been enjoying the weekend so far, by the way. And we do have a very busy show planned for you this hour, including four different interviews. We're going to kick things off in a moment with TransferWise. For those who send money elsewhere in the world to family and friends, this app lets you keep more of it in your pocket instead of paying brutal service fees. After that, we're going to learn about a new and free mobile game for smartphones and tablets called President's Run. And you can race as or against Trump, Biden, and others. Also, on this show, we're going to sit down with Creative, an awesome company that makes accessories for computers like webcams and headsets and a lot more. And finally, AvidBots will join us towards the end of the program as they use these huge robots to clean big spaces in the era of COVID, like schools and sports stadiums, airports and malls and so on. So we have a packed Tech It Out show for you. This program is powered by Asus, which I'll tell you more about shortly, but let's kick off the show with our first interview. Needless to say, the world has changed quite a bit over the past 6 months, and with many millions of people finding themselves in a situation of wanting to send or receive money to loved ones. But how are you sending and receiving money around the world that helps you keep more of it in your pocket? We're now going to learn about TransferWise and how this platform could help. We're joined on the line by Nick Lembo. He's the head of growth for the Americas at TransferWise. Nick joins us from New York. Thanks for your time, Nick.
Thanks, Mark. Nice to be here.
Great. Now, before we talk about some of your recent findings, please tell us a bit about TransferWise.
Sure. So TransferWise was founded in 2011 by two friends, actually, Tavet and Christo. Tavet and Christo both had a problem, and they found out a solution between the two of them. So Tavet was based in London, but was working for Skype, where he was the first employee and was earning euros. And Christo was based in London, being paid in pounds, but had a mortgage back in his native Estonia. They were both sending money back the other way every month for their respective needs and realized that they were losing lots of money in the process. And so they found a pretty clever hack to exchange money between themselves. They would look up the mid-market or the real exchange rate on Google or whatever site they were using, and they would send a domestic transfer of whatever currency the other person needed to their account directly. And by doing that, they would save themselves thousands of pounds at the time, since they were in the UK, and they realized that there were probably lots of people they could help. And so fast forward 9 years to today, and TransferWise is moving about $5 billion every month for customers, helping them save money in the process and transfer money cheaper, faster, and more conveniently than they would otherwise be able to.
Okay, Nick, so with that in mind, how does TransferWise compare to other digital platforms? I'm referring to like PayPal or Venmo or even like Western Union.
Sure. So some of those digital platforms only work in one currency, right? So things like Venmo, you're sending money from one currency to another, but doesn't work necessarily for every time you need to send money into a different currency. Others like PayPal or Western Union, you can send money to different currencies, but they're really expensive. And one of the ways that they get so expensive is that they're hiding markups in their exchange rates. So often anywhere between 4, 5, 6, sometimes even 7%, companies like PayPal will hide in a markup on their exchange rate. And banks do this too, right? So traditional bank networks make most of their money on international transfers by including a markup in the exchange rate. So most of the fee you actually end up paying is hidden in an exchange rate markup, which makes it really difficult for consumers and small and medium business owners to compare costs and actually understand how much money is going to come out the other end. So one of our biggest differentiators and one of the things that we really take to heart at TransferWise for our customers is making sure that we're transparent in our pricing. So we use what we call the mid-market rate, which is the exchange rate you would see on Google if you typed in one USD is worth how much Canadian. And we pass that along to the consumer with a small upfront fee that we tell you transparently how much it is going to cost. So the biggest differentiation for us against other digital platforms like a PayPal or even a Western Union is the transparency of the cost to the end consumer.
Okay. So it's more transparent, you're saying, compared to some of these other services, but it's also lower. TransferWise will take less off of a transaction on average, or it's just that you're more upfront about what you're taking out?
It's both. So that's absolutely correct. So if a provider normally marks up the exchange rate somewhere between 5%, 6%, 7%, they're also charging an upfront fee, which is the fee that they tell you on their website. That all adds up, right? And so TransferWise charges you on average about 0.6% of the fee plus the real exchange rate. So there's a quite a significant amount of difference in costs between banks, Western Union, and even some of the more kind of older digital platforms like a PayPal.
Thank you for the clarification. Now, I was at my bank today looking to sell U.S. funds into Canadian funds or buy American funds with Canadian funds, however you want to look at it. And I was offered a quote of, like, you know, whatever, 30% or something like that. But, like, that's transferring from one account to another. Is TransferWise more about sending money from one person to another rather than exchanging currency within your own bank?
Yeah, you could definitely use TransferWise for that purpose. So lots of people move money between their own accounts in multiple countries whenever they might see a need or an advantage in the exchange rate. But you can also, of course, send it to friends and family members and even use TransferWise for your business or large enterprises as well.
I know with Venmo, I think everybody has to be on the same app. Is that the same case with TransferWise? If I wanted to send, let's say, my mom $1,000, she's living in, I don't know, Portugal, I want to send her $1,000 from New York to Lisbon. Can I do that? Or we both need the same app?
So the great thing about TransferWise is that it's platform agnostic in some way. If you both have the app, you can send it directly to her TransferWise balance like you could with a PayPal or something or Venmo. But if she doesn't have a TransferWise account, all you need is her normal bank account details of her bank and wherever country where the recipient is living, and you can send that money to any bank account in the world where we offer our service.
Okay, got it. We're chatting with Nick Lembo. He is responsible for overseeing growth of the TransferWise app in the Americas. We are talking about this app and how you can send money between people, between countries for less money. So you get to keep more of it in your pocket. And given the year that we've had, wouldn't you welcome that? So let's talk about some North American findings and use cases, how the app can help people save money, especially during this pandemic.
Well, it's a great point, Mark, and it's really important given the current state of the economy. We know that consumers are rightfully paying more attention than ever to how they're spending their money and where they can conserve a little bit and make sure that they're saving as much as they can. In addition to the current state of the economy, we also know that the pandemic is driving lots of digital behaviors faster than we might have seen in earlier times. So retail is one example, but of course money transfer and moving money around the world is not exempt from that kind of transition, faster transition due to the pandemic towards digital services like TransferWise. So we've definitely seen an uptick in users coming to TransferWise, you know, especially since the start of the pandemic. We saw about a 20% lift in new users. We've now seen that kind of stabilize out over time. People are sending similar amounts, but we really know that most customers who come to use TransferWise fall into one of two groups. They're either people who are living in their home country and they might have a friend or a family member abroad. They might have some large financial commitment in another country, like a second property, or maybe not during the pandemic anymore, but children studying abroad, things like that. Those are about half of our customers usually. And the other half are people who are newly arrived in a country. They're either in a country like the U.S. or Canada on a temporary basis. Maybe they're here for short-term work or visiting friends, family members, or they're, you know, kind of permanent, longer-term expats and immigrants who still have connections home. So about half and half in each camp. And really, we know that most of those people are sending money over TransferWise to a couple of countries. So the UK, the Eurozone, India, Brazil, Australia, and a couple of other countries across kind of Southeast Asia are really some of the places we see most of money on TransferWise flowing, like Singapore, Indonesia, Thailand, and places like that. And so the biggest thing that we're seeing during the pandemic is a greater awareness amongst consumers that they should be shopping around and that there's cheaper providers than their bank. I think people are getting a bit more savvy about some of the options out there as they really make sure to shop around for services.
And then just as we wrap up, Nick, is it easy to get the money out of your TransferWise account into a bank? Like, what's, walk us through perhaps once you get some money from someone digitally through the app, how do you then access it?
So for most people, the money is going to arrive right in their account. So if I'm sending money in New York to you, Mark, you provide me your bank account details. I initiate the transfer from my account and it shows up directly in your bank account. So most of the time, unless a person is getting it sent to their TransferWise account, it's actually showing up directly in their bank account. And about 30% of the time that happens instantly on TransferWise. So because of the technology that we've built behind the app, it's also not just faster, it's not just cheaper, but it's also substantially faster than a traditional wire transfer or international money transfer.
And I didn't ask you about security, but no doubt you've got bank level encryption and everything you need on the back end to make customers feel secure.
That's right. So everywhere TransferWise operates, we are licensed and regulated. The regulator obviously is different in every country, but that comes with the same type of bank level security that is required for any movement of money or moving of funds.
Okay, great. And then finally, Nick, how do people get going with TransferWise? Is there a website or you just recommend downloading the app and signing up?
So you can visit the website, transferwise.com, or the app is available on iOS and Android.
Okay, TransferWise is one word, capital T and capital W, but even if you didn't capitalize anything, you'll find it easily at your favorite app store. Nick Lembo, thank you so much for joining us and wishing you a great fall. Thank you. Stay healthy.
Thanks, Mark.
Hey, we'll be right back with more Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. Stay with us.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
You'll flip for the VivoBook Flip 14, an Asus laptop that's been engineered for work and play. Between its 360-degree metal hinge, stunning 14-inch Full HD screen, and ultimate touchscreen experience with support for an optional Asus pen. On the outside, you'll find a unique and bold design with a color-blocked Enter key and diamond-cut logo that matches your vibe, while under the hood is an 11th-gen Intel Core processor with Intel Iris Xe graphics. For more on this Windows 10-equipped PC, visit Asus.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
I'm Mark Saltzman, host of Tech It Out. Portability meets versatility with the all-new Asus ZenBook Flip, model number UX371, a stunningly thin convertible PC with a brilliant NanoEdge 4K OLED HDR touchscreen, delivering ultra-vivid colors and deep blacks that could also bend back on its 360-degree hinge to become a tablet or tent or presentation mode, and with extreme battery life for on-the-go productivity. Powered by an 11th-gen Intel Core processor with integrated Intel Iris Xe graphics, the ZenBook Flip S also runs Windows 10. Speed, security, durability, and great design. You can have it all with the Asus ZenBook Flip S. Perfection redefined. Check out the timeless jade black finish with prestigious red copper diamond cut highlights at asus.com. Once again, this is the Asus ZenBook Flip S, model number UX371. And don't forget to tune in to Tech It Out.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
Concussions and how to treat them has come a long way.
Now we have a motto which is when in doubt, sit them out. So certainly any young athlete, athlete in general, even suspected to have a concussion, should be immediately removed from play, should be evaluated by a qualified health care provider, properly diagnosed and treated.
And only when cleared by a medical professional should the kids return to play. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, powered by Asus, for those in search of incredible. Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. And that includes its line of award-winning laptops and desktops, monitors, smartphones, smart watches, tablets, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. It's been quite the year between a global pandemic, there have been protests and riots, natural disasters, and hey, it's only the 9th month of the year so far. Coming up is another big one, a presidential election. So don't we owe it to ourselves to have a little bit of fun after all we've been through in 2020, especially if it's free? Well, we're now going to learn about a free game to play called President's Run that lets you play as or against Donald Trump. Joining us on the line to chat is Chad Lee. He's the creative director of the game President's Run at Ikin is the name of the company. Welcome to the show, Chad.
Hi, great to be here.
I remember President's Run from a few years ago, so I think it's been a refreshed sort of game, and correct me if I'm wrong, but tell us about the 2020 President's Run game that's available for mobile devices.
Sure. Yeah, so it's just out now, and we had so much fun doing it back in 2012 that we thought, let's just do it now. Like you said before, you know, 2020 is just a really interesting year, so we thought, let's have some fun with these characters. Now, when we created President's Run, in the first place, it wasn't to make fun of anybody. It wasn't like a political game at all. It was just, hey, let's have fun with these candidates and not make fun of them. And so if you're a Trump supporter, if you're Biden, if you're whoever else, you can have a lot of fun playing this game. And what sets us apart from everybody else is every mile that you run, every play that you do gets registered on our global poll, which is shown on our website. So every mile that you run for Trump gets added to the polls, and so you can see kind of those polls there. And so we effectively predicted the 2012 outcome in that presidential race. So we're, you know, it's interesting to see what we're going to do now. So.
And you didn't do it in 2016?
No, we didn't do it in 2016.
Okay. All right, so talk to us about what the game is like, and since it's radio, maybe you can explain what it looks like as well.
Sure. It's an endless runner, which means you just go until you die, and you choose your character, and then it runs from the left to the right, and all you do, it's a really simple game, you just tap anywhere on the screen to jump. The longer you hold your button down, the higher he jumps. And so you're running through, just avoiding obstacles like protesters, paparazzi, or just gaps in the terrain. And as you run, you're just logging in miles, and you're collecting votes along the way.
Okay.
So it's an easy game for anybody, gamer or non-gamer, to pick up and play.
And it is for mobile devices, so you were saying touch the screen to jump. And so that would work on a phone or a tablet, right?
Yes.
What platforms is it on? Does it support both iOS for iPad and iPhone as well as Android devices?
Yes, it's out for all mobile devices, including iOS and Android.
So I understand there are other characters in the game other than Biden and Trump. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, we've included world leaders as well that, you know, you typically see in headlines in this year. So we have Kim Jong-un, we have Vladimir Putin, we have Jacinda Ardern, and each of these characters bring their own feel to the game. They run in their own environments. For example, with Jacinda Ardern, you're running through the beautiful green hills of New Zealand. With Trump, you're running through New York City. So it gives that little difference in gameplay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And there's also a bit of supernatural fun as well. Isn't there like a zombified version of world leaders there?
There are. We have Frankenstein Lincoln and zombie George Washington. And they're just really fun characters to play.
Okay, I don't want to give away too much here. We want people to download and play the game, but I was compelled when I heard that to ask you about it. So just to go back to what you're saying, it's not a political game per se. You're not looking to offend anybody or to rally behind the Republican camp or the Democratic Party. It's just meant to be fun, whomever you decide to play as in the game.
Exactly, yeah. We don't take a stance. We're not here to do any of that. There's enough of that out there. Let's just play a game, and this game actually gives you a real voice in who you're supporting. You know, it beats any straw poll out there that take random segments, but when you play, you're actually supporting the character of your choice.
Okay, and at the point of us recording this interview right now, who's in the lead, just out of curiosity?
So Trump has a really big lead right now.
Interesting, so, okay. Now, I hinted earlier that it was free, and you confirmed that it is free. And if it is, how are you monetizing the game?
Yeah, it is totally free to play. In the game, you're collecting votes, and you unlock certain items using those votes. And if you run out of votes, you can buy more votes using real money. And there are premium items that you can also purchase within the game. So we have something called Double Votes Forever. Pay, I think it's $2.99, and every vote that you collect doubles. There's also things that will extend your mileage as well.
So let's wrap up then. So, Chad, it is called President's Run, and it's available both at the App Store and the Google Play Store. Is there also a website?
The polls are in the game, and also they're on presidentsrun.net. We also have a Facebook page that we always keep updated every day. And so for President's Run, you can go there as well. And to learn more about ICANN and the awesome work that they're doing with holograms, go to ICANNinc.com. That's ICANNinc.com.
All right. Chad Lee, creative director of the game President's Run at ICANN. Thank you so much for your time.
Great. Thank you.
When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to catch up with Creative to learn about their computer accessories like webcams and headphones and speakers and so on. And speaking of accessories, don't forget to back up your important information as you're working or schooling from home. I don't want to sound preachy, but you definitely want to protect your files in case something happens to your computer. It's usually a question of when, not if. So make sure you have a good external hard drive or SSD drive, and also leverage the cloud. If you're looking for a good external drive, consider Western Digital's SSD. It's about 100 $600 for 512 gigs, which is quite a bit of storage, or about $150 for a terabyte SSD, just to back up your important files. Good stuff. All right, we'll be back shortly with more Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring, because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good out here.
Whether classes in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, notebooks and rulers are just 25 cents each.
Now that's a back-to-school deal you don't want to miss. Shop in-store, order online, or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/26. Limit 30. Limits vary online. While supplies last, curbside available in most stores.
Stock up to support your family's immune health with Ester C, a superior form of vitamin C. Ester C lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C, and it's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. So don't just settle for regular vitamin C. Look for Ester C on the label when you shop for your family's immune health. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Jobs are the lifeblood of American society. Every month we spend time and energy monitoring and dissecting the unemployment figures released by the government. Most everyone agrees that anyone who wants to work should be able to find a job. But is any job good enough? The National Fund for Workforce Solutions knows that it is not enough just to get people working if they are stuck in poor quality, low-paying jobs. This may help to improve unemployment numbers, but they are short-sighted and do not create a sustainable economy that can weather a crisis like the one we are in now. Janice Urbanek of the National Fund.
We need to focus on creating well-paying jobs that actually boost the economy and won't disappear as soon as things get challenging. All workers in America deserve the security of good benefits, paid time off, and a livable wage. We owe that to essential workers now, and we always have.
To learn more, visit nationalfund.org. This is Alex Verdi reporting. Paid for by the National Fund for Workforce Solutions.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out. This is episode 164. The show started back in July of 2017 with 40 stations across the country that took the one-hour show, and I'm thrilled to announce that as of today, we're at 106 stations that take the full one-hour show. There's also a one-minute interstitial or little tech update that runs nationally on a few hundred radio stations, and you may also be listening to this as a podcast on your favorite podcast platform, so thank you for joining us on demand instead of your local radio station. Either way, thrilled to have you along. This show is powered by ASUS, the company that creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. And that includes its line of award-winning laptops. There's 4 different kinds of laptops within the ASUS family, or 5 if you want to count their ROG or Republic of Gamers line of computers. But there's the VivoBooks, which are sort of all-around, everyday, stylish computers. There's the ZenBooks, cutting-edge technology, lots of innovation, and many industry firsts. There's Chromebooks, which are great for students. students. They're more value priced, but they still have a lot of features. Expert books for more of a business user, executive traveler, and things like that. And then finally, as I mentioned, ROG or Republic of Gamers. So a huge family of, that's just their laptops. Asus makes many other kinds of products and accessories as well. But you can go to asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. One of my favorite tech companies when I started as a tech journalist back in the 90s was Creative Labs, really ahead of their time in all kinds of music and gaming gear. And the company, now simply known as Creative, is still producing high-quality computer accessories for all kinds of consumers. Joining us on the line to chat is Susie Hain, head of public relations for Creative. Good to chat with you, Susie. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Glad that you're well. With the pandemic and the fires in your state, I really appreciate you carving out some time to chat with us today.
Absolutely.
All right. So why don't you talk to us, please, a bit about Creative. I am right. It used to be Creative Labs back in the day, right?
So Creative Labs is the U.S. subsidiary to Creative Technology, which is our parent company and our headquarters, which is based in Singapore. So right. That company has always existed, and Creative Labs is the wholly owned U.S. office. So all of the products, the innovation, the R&D are all done out of Creative Technology in that Singapore headquarters, with just Creative Labs being that representative company within the U.S.
And I remember that Creative Labs launched one of the first MP3 players, and that was ahead of the iPod.
We did. Yeah, Creative had the Nomad Jukebox in the year 2000, which was over a year before the first iPod came out. You had mentioned Creative has kind of always been a little bit ahead of its time in terms of product innovation. So yeah, they had one of the first MP3 players to begin with, and then also one of the first video players, which was the ZenVision W. And then Creative also had one of the first tiny portable players in the Zen Stone.
Okay, yeah, I remember the Zen Stone. It looked like a little black smooth stone. I remember that was a cute little flash-based MP3 player, and then you had your hard drive-based one. So I remember all of this because I was somewhat new to reviewing tech. I've been reviewing video games since 94, but I got into electronics and gadgets and so on in the late 90s. So I remember Creative being really ahead of the curve. So let's now talk about some of your new products, 2020. Let's start off with webcams, as we're all using Zoom or other video chatting platforms today. So why don't we start there?
We sure are all using Zoom for distance learning or work from home. It seems like sometimes there's even multiple going on. I have two Zoom classes going on for my kids right now, so as we're doing this. So in July, Creative launched the new LiveCam Sync 1080p webcam. This is a bit of a budget webcam at just $49.99, but it has a wide-angle HD lens, dual built-in mic, so it delivers really excellent audio quality. But what kind of sets this camera apart, in my view, are the little attention to details. It has a fitted lens cap for added privacy, so you don't have to put that tape over it anymore or wonder, did I turn it off? And then also a universal tripod mount, so it's really helpful for finding the best angle no matter what monitor you're using it on. So it's a good performing camera.
Yeah, at a great price, as you mentioned. I know some webcams can be well over $100 or $200 for some of the higher-end ones, and you're still getting 1080p or full HD video quality. So what are you giving up then? It sounds like it has everything you want, a lens cover, and it has an integrated microphone, I'm sure.
It does, yeah. I don't think you're giving up anything, to be totally honest. I think that's why we've had a hard time keeping these in stock, is they've kind of paid attention to all of the things that are important in a webcam, and that's why they've priced it competitively, because they know that this is a need for literally everyone these days. So I would honestly say there's not a lot of sacrifice with this particular product.
And what's the name of it again, if our listeners can find it, in fact, online or at retail?
The LiveCam Sync 1080p.
Okay, Sync like S-Y-N-C.
Yes.
1080p. Right. Okay, $49.99 from Creative. Now let's talk audio, like speakers and headphones. I know gamers also like to use headsets so they can chat with their friends while they're playing games at the same time. What's new from Creative? And also, please tell us about the Super X5. What is that technology?
Yes, audio, the bread and butter of Creative. So there's a lot new from Creative on this front. So touching quickly on two new desktop speaker systems that we have, also something that kind of is important as everybody has a work from home type situation right now. We have the Creative T100, which is a plug-and-play 2.0 system that also features Bluetooth 5.0 for wireless connectivity. You can connect it via USB, optical, aux, or that Bluetooth I mentioned. So there's a range of options there depending on your setup needs. We also have the Pebble V3 that's launching at the end of this month. That's a budget desktop USB-C speaker system. It also has Bluetooth 5.0, but what's really great about the Pebble line of speakers, so this is our fourth product in that line, but they have a 45-degree elevated driver design, so it's specifically angled to offer a better listening experience. And because of this unique design, this is one of the reasons why we're able to offer such great performance at a very low price. So it's this very unique design for that. This product line has also been a top seller for Creative. They really punch above their weight in terms of performance. At just $39.99, I honestly can say you won't find a better USB speaker system for the price range.
So just to clarify, Susie, these don't have a subwoofer for that low-end bass that you would keep maybe under your desk. It's all built into the, I guess they're somewhat spherical speakers that plug into your computer. Is that right?
Yeah, they are spherical. This one does not have a sub. If you want a little bit more punch with that subwoofer, there is a Pebble Plus model. That one's a little bit more expensive. I think that one's $49.99, but this Pebble V3 does not have the subwoofer, no.
Okay. And when we return on Tech It Out, we're going to continue chatting with Creative and Susie, and I'm going to ask her about X-Fi and what that's all about. So stick with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. A lot more of the show coming right up.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
You'll flip for the VivoBook Flip 14, an Asus laptop that's been engineered for work and play. Between its 360-degree metal hinge, stunning 14-inch Full HD screen, and ultimate touchscreen experience with support for an optional Asus Pen. On the outside, you'll find a unique and bold design with a color-blocked Enter key and diamond-cut logo that matches your vibe, while under the hood is an 11th-gen Intel Core processor with Intel Iris Xe graphics. For more on this Windows 10-equipped PC, visit Asus.com.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hi, Ellie Krieger here. I always think of fall as getting back into a routine, whatever that is these days. But no matter what, I like to keep my menu fresh, fun, and simple. I use fun little taste surprises to level up my fall favorites. I like to add a pop of flavor and nutrition by incorporating more fresh in-season produce. And one of my favorites is grapes from California. Did you know that California grapes are in season from May into January? All three colors, red, green, and black, are a tasty way to add healthy polyphenols and other antioxidants, potassium, and vitamin K to your diet. So take the classic avocado toast. It's great on its own, but I've leveled it up by brightening the creamy avocado with a little lemon juice, and I've added a pop of crunchy, sweet grapes. It's a fun twist you're going to love. For more tips on leveling up your fall favorites, go to grapesfromcalifornia.com.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We're chatting with Susie Hain. She's the head of PR or public relations for Creative. And what is Super X-Fi?
Super X-Fi is Creative's latest audio innovation. So if we think back to the 80s when Creative, you know, kind of invented Sound Blaster and revolutionized PC audio, Super X-Fi is their newest audio revolution, which really applies to headphones and speakers, where you're also seeing it in the Sound Blaster line of cards now because of all of its capabilities. So the best way to describe Super X-Fi is that it creates a natural listening experience based on the unique shape of everyone's own ears and head. So we all hear audio differently based on the shape of our ears, the shape of our head. So we're all hearing things differently. And what Super X-Fi does is customizes a listening profile based on your unique kind of qualities. And it's done by taking pictures of your ears. You do it through the Super X-Fi mobile app. You take the pictures of your ears. The algorithm then kind of creates a unique profile based on what all of the data that we have about what the best listening experience is for you based on maybe your particular like ear shape or the canals and things like that. And so then what it does is it creates a customized profile for you that then applies to any Super X-Fi headphone product. And we also have a list of other manufacturer headphones that are supported with Super X-Fi. So we will test those to say this will improve the audio quality on another brand of headset. But obviously works extremely well with any Creative Super X-Fi product. That's naturally where all of the innovation has gone. But so what if you think about, like, if you're in a room with a multi-channel speaker system and that sort of surround sound experience that you're getting, Creative has taken that and put it into headphones, really creating that sort of natural audio experience that is something that's been a limitation of headphones since, you know, forever. So it's really another one, I would say. It's ahead of its time and just the how unique it is. One point about that is the last 2 years at CES, the various line of Creative Super X-Fi products have been awarded over 23 different Best of CES awards. It just kind of speaks to how this is elevating the audio experience that we're all used to with headphones. I think to some degree that maybe we've all kind of just decide or, you know, accept it as the best we're going to get. And Creative has taken that and said, no, we can do better. And there'll be coming sound bars and some other products coming with Super X-Fi that take it out of headphones and kind of give it that whole room experience as well. So,
all right. Super X-Fi is spelled so S-U-P-E-R, that it's X-F-I, if you're looking for that online or on the boxes at big box stores. I wanted to ask you, so are these over-ear headphones or are they in-ear? You know, because there's obviously different styles and models out there. Some are wireless, some are wired. Can you maybe, since this is radio, give us an idea of what they look like?
So there's multiple products in this line. We have a new in-ear called the Super X-Fi Trio. It's a triple driver in-ear earphone that's actually a USB-C connectivity. That has the Super X-Fi amp kind of in line with the cable. That gives you all of the Super X-Fi technology from an in-ear earphone. We have over-the-ear headphones like the Super X-Fi Theater, which is a wireless model. That one's really designed right now for PC and Mac. But it's really good for gaming on a wireless front. And then our newest headset is the Super X-Fi Gamer, which is a wired gaming headset, but leveraging the Super X-Fi technology, it's really well optimized for first-person shooter games because of its ability to, like, you know, deliver extreme audio precision. So we have a new feature in the Super X-Fi Gamer headset called Battle Mode. It offers hands down the best audio projection and directionality on headphones. So if you're into those first-person shooter games, the Counter-Strikes, the Call of Duties, this is going to give you a level of clarity and depth where you'll hear even the slightest acoustic detail, like every footstep.
Yes, I did want to end off on gaming, actually, because I know that's certainly a category that Creative has doubled down on a long time ago, but and still today. So you've talked about the audio for gamers, and that includes the Super X-Fi. There are other products as well, correct?
Yeah, we still have a very extensive line of internal and external sound cards. So our latest internal sound card is the SoundBlaster AE9. And then we have a whole line of external sound cards, the SoundBlaster X3, the SoundBlaster G3. Those are USB connectivity, and they have, some of them have gaming console support as well. So like our SoundBlaster G3 works with a PS4 or a Nintendo Switch. So that's kind of bringing that SoundBlaster experience to the console, which is something that we never were able to do before. So we have a whole line of things now that are not just focused toward PC gamers, but that really open it up to whatever platform you want to play on. And the pricing on those external cards is really competitive. The SoundBlaster G3 is just $59.99, so, and it's super portable, so you could take it and you know, play with it at friends or whatever. It's not the old days of cracking open your PC and installing a card and making sure you have a PCI slot, and those days are gone if you don't want to do that.
Oh, I certainly remember doing that. So yeah, I'm dating myself here. So why don't we wrap up then, Susie, on where we can learn more about Creative? If there's a website that sort of shows and maybe even demonstrates with some videos all the products we've chatted about today, and what particular retailers you would recommend in order to pick up some of this Creative gear.
Yeah, so creative.com is the best place for all of it.
Okay. Susie Hain, head of PR for Creative. A pleasure chatting with you. Stay safe out there. Be well and have a great fall.
Thanks, Mark. You too. Always a pleasure.
I got to say, I loved my Creative Labs MP3 player back in the day. I was blown away that you can fit a couple of hundred songs and then a couple of thousand songs in your pocket. If you remember, before the iPod, that was pretty big. Yeah, I was a big music fan turned techie, so that was really cool. So that was Creative's Susie Hain. When we return on the program, we're going to learn about AvidBots. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you...
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
As well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Since the start of the pandemic, there's been a huge increase in cleaning technology to help keep public environments safe for people, you know, keeping surfaces clean from viruses and such. And that includes schools that have reopened for some form of in-class attendance. Technology can help here, as we're going to hear now from AvidBots. Joining us on the line to chat is Faizan Sheikh. He is the CEO and co-founder of AvidBots. Welcome to the show, Faizan.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Why don't we start off with a bit about the company, AvidBots?
So AvidBots was starting over 6 years ago. We are bringing robots to everyday life to expand human potential. And for the last 6 years, we have been working on the commercial cleaning problem. Last year, we cleaned over 1 billion square feet autonomously. You can think of our robot as a large Zamboni-style machine, and it is basically great for cleaning warehouses, airports, subway systems, hospitals, malls.
So I spoke last year at the sustainability conference, and AvidBots was there. I think you were an exhibitor, and it does look like a Zamboni. I think that's fair. So that's good to give us a visual. So this is going and it's cleaning the floors by itself. You were already selling these, as you said, long before COVID, but no doubt it's even more relevant today to keep these public spaces clean. Have you seen an uptick in the sales of these or leases of your AvidBots?
Yeah, we absolutely have. Demand is roughly up over 100% from pre-pandemic levels. You know, you might have heard that a lot of companies now are hiring cleaning staff, and there's a lot of cleaning that needs to be done because, quite frankly, not a lot of people were thinking about how the cleaning was being done and was it being done appropriately with the right quality and the right frequency. So now that we're adjusting it to the correct levels, businesses are buying our robots to supplement their staff.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because obviously some concerns will be that these robots are taking away human jobs. But you're saying this supplements or augments your existing cleaning staff where they can maybe handle tasks that require a little bit more dexterity, like, you know, a little bit more hands-on, like on top of desks or cabinets or harder to reach areas. Is that fair?
That's correct. Yeah, like microwaves, the lunchrooms, the handrails, the doorknobs. There's a lot of frequently touched surfaces that require way more attention, and our robots are taking care of large, expansive floor surfaces that take an entire night to clean. And that's an entire night freed up to take care of things that people will be touching.
Mm-hmm. And it could be argued that the AvidBots also help protect your cleaning staff.
Yeah, so that's the other realization. Cleaning staff, you know, are frontline workers. The work they do is actually dangerous, right? There's a lot of government leaders right now who are thanking cleaning staff in the same sentence as they're thanking healthcare workers.
Right.
So anything we can be doing to protect these people doing the job and the risk they're taking on. So if anything we can do to reduce their risk is, I think, a great thing.
Okay. And you mentioned some of the locations that you're in. So I think places like airports, malls, like large flat surfaces. But what about schools, as I touched on in the introduction? Could AvidBots be deployed in a high school or university, for example?
Yeah, absolutely. We are right now cleaning a lot of high schools and universities. Some names I can share with you are Rochester Institute of Technology in New York. A school district in New Jersey became a customer and they started rolling out NEOs. So we're definitely seeing an uptick in demand from K-12 as well as higher education as they try and clean with the right frequency and quality for a safe school reopening.
Okay, fair enough. We're chatting with Faizan Sheikh. He is the co-founder and CEO at AvidBots Corp. That's AvidBots Corp. These are automated cleaning robots. So I don't know if you want to call it a Roomba on steroids. I know that's another brand altogether, but a lot of our listeners probably have a robotic cleaner in their home. So without getting too technical, with that in mind, Faizan, how does it work exactly? Is there a camera inside so it knows not to hit an obstacle, or does it feel its way around it? Are there sensors?
Yeah. So it definitely has some cameras on, and it actually has a 360 view around itself, and it also makes use of LiDAR, so that's laser.
Yeah, what some self-driving cars have.
That's right. And so then all of that sensory information from LiDARs and cameras is piped into our proprietary artificial intelligence platform that makes the machine drive safely and autonomously.
All right, so instead of like a Roomba, which might, you know, bump into a table leg and then navigate around it or something like that. That is not the case with AvidBots, which are like 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, they're 1,000-pound machines, and yes, they do not feel their way around.
Okay.
They don't bump into anything.
Got it. All right, Faizan, this is really fascinating stuff, and no doubt you're going to be busy in the months and years to come. If our listeners wanted to learn more about AvidBots, maybe they work for a company that could leverage your services, is there a website you'd recommend?
Sure. You can go to our corporate site, www.avidbots.com.
Okay, again, that's AvidBots.com. We've been chatting with Faizan Sheikh. He is the CEO and co-founder at AvidBox. Thank you again for your time, Faizan. All the best.
Thank you, Mark.
And thank you for tuning into Tech It Out, powered by ASUS. Have a healthy and safe week ahead, and I look forward to catching up with you next time on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good out here.
Whether classes in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, notebooks and rulers are just 25 cents each.
Now that's a back-to-school deal you don't want to miss. Shop in-store, order online, or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/26. Limit 30. Limits vary online. While supplies last, curbside available in most stores.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Washington Prayer March 2020 in the nation's capital this afternoon. The Franklin Graham-led event focusing solely on asking God to heal our land. Not a political event, a protest, or a rally. Participants just merely walked and stopped at various locations around the nation's capital, praying silently before moving on to the next spot. Vice President Mike Pence reminding marchers that other presidents have benefited from their faith.
Abraham Lincoln, before whose monument we stand today, said during his time in the White House, "I have been driven many times to my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I had nowhere else to go." And President Donald Trump has observed many times that America is a nation of believers. And you proved that again today.
The march started at the Lincoln Memorial, concluded at the Capitol building. President Trump, in about an hour, expected to name his pick to fill the seat on the Supreme Court vacated by the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Judge Amy Coney Barrett expected to be the name on that list. Correspondent Mark Sherman reports that Barrett's got plenty of experience for the job.
Amy Coney Barrett is a judge on the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that's based in Chicago, the Seventh Circuit. She was put on the court in 2017 by President Trump. And prior to that, she had been a law professor for a number of years at the University of Notre Dame, which is where she got her law degree.
Senate's ready to move quickly. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell not yet saying whether a final vote on the nominee will come before or after the November 3rd election, but Republicans controlling the Senate are eyeing a vote in late October. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Lebanon's prime minister-designate resigned after failing to form a cabinet due to a political impasse, dealing a blow to French President Macron's efforts to break a dangerous stalemate in the crisis-hit country.
Mustafa Adib announced his resignation to the media after becoming clear that a cabinet, according to the characteristic I had put in, is bound to fail and out of my interest in protecting national unity according to the constitution, I apologize for continuing the mission of forming a government. The announcement, nearly a month after he was appointed to the job, further delays the prospect of getting the foreign economic assistance needed to rescue the country from collapse. Macron has been pressing Lebanese politicians to form a cabinet made up of non-partisan specialists that can work on enacting urgent reforms. France and other international powers have refused to provide aid before serious reforms are made. I'm Karen Chamas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Virginia counties have seen multiple absentee ballots sent to a number of voters.
More than 1,000 Virginia voters who applied for absentee ballots have received an extra one in the mail, state Republican Party officials said Friday. The mix-up comes shortly after a Democratic push to expand absentee voting in a bid to reduce the spread of the coronavirus. As a result, absentee ballots no longer require an excuse, and any registered voter is allowed to request one. While mail-in and absentee voting has surged to record highs this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, President Trump has repeatedly argued it would lead to voter fraud. Patrick Foss reporting.
A former college entrance exam administrator pleading guilty to taking bribes to help wealthy parents rig their kids' test scores as part of the college admissions bribery scheme. The 46-year-old will face sentencing in December. You can check out more on these stories. Just log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Is your Pekingese acting a bit peculiar? Does your rescue calico have you confused? Are you being terrorized by your Jack Russell? Well, if you love animals, and I know you do, you're listening to The Pet Show, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really, I mean really understand how your dogs and cats think it and why they behave in some of the strange ways they do, stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring your furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, let me just remind everyone, if you're a new listener or a regular listener, that thanks to my amazing sponsors, everyone that calls into the Pet Show today and does, in fact, get through to me live on the air will be getting a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. Don't get excited. You know by now the gifts are not for you. Many of the items I give away are $25, $35, $40 and more, so it's a great time to give me a call. I'll answer your pet and animal questions, and a great gift will be on their way for your best friend. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Once again, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your questions and comments. As I said, lots of great stuff to give away. Here's what I have planned for today's show. If we have time, but your calls are my priority. Have you ever thought about how your own habits affect your pets? Today I will share some human habits that might make your pets uncomfortable. Also coming up, are you micromanaging your dogs? Are we asking too much of our dogs? Are we trying to control everything they do? Is it time to let our dogs just be dogs once again? More dumb advice from the internet, and are your dogs and cats' dishes making them sick? Plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet is jumping, humping, digging, scratching, barking, not using the litter box, not eating, eating too much, stealing everything off the counter, your dog hates other dogs and some people, your poor dog suffering with separation anxiety, your cat's depressed, your cat keeps you up at night, or you just finally came to the conclusion that your dogs and cats just may be a little bit brighter than you, give me a call. That's what this show's all about, helping you cope with your pets, more than likely, helping your pets cope with you. Again, that phone number, 877-725-8255. If it's busy, keep on calling. And the question of the day is, do you micromanage your dog? Do you micromanage your dog? Give me a call, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me start out with a phone call right now. We're going to go to my friend, Vera. Hey, Vera, welcome to the Pet Show.
Yes, hello, Warren. I love your show. And I have a question. I have a female cat. She's 13 years old. And I have noticed that lately she's grooming herself too much, licking, nibbling, you know, chewing on her fur. And I was wondering, what should I do?
Well, it's not uncommon for an older cat to become more grooming. But what happens is sometimes it's difficult for them to groom themselves, especially as they get older, because they can't really get into the positions they used to get in. So they might focus on one or two areas rather than the whole body. Here's what I'm going to recommend that you do. It's an older cat. Do you brush her?
Yes, I do. Oh, my gosh. Every day, a few times a day, because she doesn't let me get away with not brushing her. So, yeah, I brush her a lot.
Okay. And the other thing I want you to do is if every day you can take a damp washcloth, not wet, just a damp washcloth, and rub it against the grain and with the grain of the cat, that will take a lot of the excessive dander off, and that would be beneficial as well, once we get a lot of that dander and that loose hair off. When did this start?
I think like 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, let's say.
And other than three weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, she wasn't excessively grooming?
No, I have not noticed anything like that before.
Well, that's another thing. One of the things I'm going to recommend you do, it would be a good idea at 13 years old to get a vet check at this point just to make sure there's nothing physiologically going on. But sometimes what happens, as our cats get older, they're not as active as they used to be. And excessive grooming is not that uncommon. And very often what will happen is the cat will excessively groom themselves, again, as I said, because as they get older, they can't get in some of the same positions. But the fact that you're brushing her, I also want you to use the damp washcloth every day as well. I think that's going to make a major difference for you at this point. I don't know exactly what I want to send you yet at this point. How old are you? Cat's 13. Using a litter box, no problems with that?
No problem, and she's very active. I have to play with her. She chases toys, and she's very active.
How long has she been on the food that you're feeding her?
Well, since ever I had her. But, you know, last few months she preferred only dry food, but now she's eating also wet food again.
Well, you know, sometimes with the dry food, that could be part of it as well. But she's eating the dry food and she's eating the wet food at the same time. I'm not sure exactly. At 13 years old, you know, normally I would change her food over, but I'm not going to change her food over at 13 at this point. I think a conversation with the vet might just be in order at this point. I think that might make a difference for you. I'm just trying to think what I want to send you. Let me just think for a second. As I'm talking to you, I'm thinking. You know
okay.
What? Here's what I'm going to do. I am going to send you some. I'm trying to think now.
I had the Jeopardy Think music.
I'm going to send you some hemp seed allergy aid for the cat. Okay, even though she may not have allergies, she might have the dry, and it's made by my friends at Nature Vet. So some hemp seed allergy aid soft chew is on its way to you. Let's see if that makes a difference. Call me back in a couple of weeks and let me know.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Warren.
You have a great day, and you keep listening. Thanks for calling. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff coming up on today's show. Are you micromanaging your dogs? Are you never giving them the opportunity just to be a dog? We'll find out a little bit later. But right now, it's Bonnie's turn. Hey, Bonnie, welcome to the Pet Show. Hi, Bonnie.
Oh, hi, Warren. I didn't catch that. Yeah, I have a problem with a couple of neighborhood cats coming in my yard and pooping. And I don't see when they do it, but I see them when they come in the yard, so I'm sure it's them. And I don't notice it until they've done it, and oh my gosh, the smell is horrible.
Yeah, well, see, you don't have a cat problem. You have a neighbor problem because they let their cats out of the house and let them poop. So
yeah.
It's not the cats. Let's not victimize the cats. It's not the cat's fault.
I know that. And I just wondered if there's something I can put in that area so they won't do that again.
Yeah, there's a couple of things. Is it one specific area they're going in?
Yeah, a couple of specific areas. It's where the dirt's been disturbed.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to hit a hardware store today, okay? When you go to the hardware store or you go to a carpet store, you know what? You know those plastic runners they use? They use those plastic runners to put over carpeting when it rains. It's got little points, little nips on the bottom of it.
Uh-huh.
Get one or two of those, cut them to pieces about the size of the area where the cats are going, put them there with the pointy side up. It doesn't hurt them. It's just annoying. That's going to be real beneficial of keeping the cats away from there. See, do you understand what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Oh, but don't. I want to go further with you, okay? The other thing I want you to do is go online, and I want you to buy yourself some coyote urine. I know that sounds crazy to people, but you can now buy powdered coyote urine. Doesn't smell great, but again, if you put it around the yard area, the cats, because the cats are prey to the predator, which is the coyote. If the smell of coyote urine is in your yard, the cats will stay out of there. So I want you to go online, buy some coyote urine. I think that would be beneficial. For you as well. And what did I decide? Did I decide I was sending you something yet? I forgot what I was sending you.
No. You know what I would love to have is some hugs and kisses.
You have cats. You know, we're out of cat on
no,
hugs
I
and kisses.
Have cats.
Oh, you have a dog. You have a dog?
Yeah.
What kind of dog? What kind of dog do you have?
A mix.
Oh,
and I rescued her.
Well, because you know how much I love rescue dogs, let me put you on hold, Bonnie, and I'm going to send you a jar of my own hugs and kisses, vitamin, mineral, supplement treats for your dog on their way. By the way, for those people that are thinking about using my hugs and kisses supplements, let me tell you a special deal. If you go to Amazon.com, and the hugs and kisses are available all over, but if you go to Amazon.com just until October 5th, Amazon store, you'll get $5 off the Hugs and Kisses supplement just for dogs, $5 off. And if you happen to be a Prime member at Amazon, shipping is free. So check out Amazon. Check out the Hugs and Kisses store at Amazon.com. $5 off the Hugs and Kisses for dog only. And if you're a Prime member, shipping is free. Let me take a quick break, then right back to your phone calls. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. You know, you hear me every week talking about Lucy Pet Formicide Pet Food and what an absolutely amazing product it is. As a matter of fact, it's really because of that prebiotic formula that really supports the probiotics that's so healthy for your dogs and cats. And I've been telling you about it for almost a year and a half now. But I want you to hear from one of my listeners and what they have to say once they started feeding their dogs and cats Lucy Pet Formulas for Life pet food.
I spoke to you 2 weeks ago, and I was telling you about my cat, Petal, who every time I came home or go down in the morning, his little toy mouse is in the kibble. And you had explained to me why that might be happening, and I received a box of Lucy cat food, the kibble. And the minute I put it out, I have to tell you, two of my cats just pounced on it, and they just love it. And then Petal, the only boy cat, he went over and he ate it. They really, really like it. And that's the cat food I'm going to buy from now on.
Lucy Pet Food, I'm telling you, it's the food I feed my own pets, the food you should be feeding your pets. Lucy Pet Formulas Life Pet Food is available at Amazon.com. It's available at Chewy.com, so check it out today. You should have Lucy Pet Formulas Life Pet Food in your dog or cat's dish, the food I feed my own pets. And I got to tell you, the response has been amazing. Lucy Pet Formulas Life Pet Food, available at Amazon.com and Chewy.com, the food that should be in your pet's dishes today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show on this very station. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplement for both dogs and cats to control your pet's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs while improving your pet's immune system. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
You know what? Riley loves the Hugs and Kisses, and they keep his coat just absolutely fantastic. You know, there are a lot of allergies here and pollen and things like that, and he doesn't have it. So I think I attribute it to Hugs and Kisses.
No matter what you order at thepetshow.com, shipping is a flat $5. Visit thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS. And log on to thepetshow.com, home of $5 shipping. My Hugs and Kisses supplements are also available as an Amazon choice on Amazon.com with free shipping for Amazon Prime.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level until now. Klasik has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
I got the horse right here. The name is Paul Revere. And here's a guy that says...
And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number 877-725-8255. Question of the day is, are you micromanaging your pets? But also coming up a little bit later, we're going to take a look at how your habits, not your dog or cat's habits, how your habits may be creating behavioral issues for your pet. We'll take a look at that in a bit. But right now, let me go to my friend Muriel. Hey, Muriel, welcome to The Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. How are you?
I could not be better, Muriel. How are you?
Oh, sad and happy at the same time. We lost our beautiful friend of 13 years about 2 months ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and as fate would have it, we have a stray, not a stray, but a mixed breed that was given away, and the people that had the dog didn't want her and gave him to us, and it was really strange. And now with the puppy came a crate. I don't like crate training, but everyone I'm speaking to here says I'm making a mistake. I should crate train him.
That's because everyone you're speaking to has their master's degree in animal behavior, and they all know exactly what they're talking about. Let me give you an example, okay? I believe, and I see that you live in California, I believe that everyone should have a crate in their home, especially in California in case of an earthquake, floods, fires, whatever, as an evacuation. However, I personally do not use a crate for training purposes. And the reason I don't use a crate for training purposes, I don't find the need for it. I've trained over 40,000 dogs and cats, never used a crate for training purposes, and never had a problem. The thing is, some people say, well, the dog loves the cage. He loves to go in it, and that may be true. And if he loves the cage and he loves to go in it, leave the door open, put a bed in there, and if he wants to go in it, let him go in there, but don't close the door. What you need to do is gate the dog. Or how old is the dog?
They said he was 8 weeks, but I think he was younger. He's small, very small, yeah.
What you need to do is, first of all, he can't go outside right now until he has his shots, right? So what you need to do at this point is find a small area as close to the back door as you can. I want you to cover that area with pads, whatever type of pad you want to use, and then I want you to gate off a small area, maybe 3x3, for the puppy. Now, the only time the puppy has to be in that confined area is when you can't watch him with a Hawkeye. So the thing that you need to remember with a puppy is either you watch or you confine. There's absolutely no in-between. So by confining him in that 3-foot area, if he's good, then you can increase it by a foot. If he's bad, you can decrease it by a foot. With the cage, you can't decrease or increase that same way. So people will swear by crate training, and some people love it. If they want to use it, that's fine. I'm more concerned about socialization and behavioral issues. So if you're asking me personally if I believe in crate training, I don't use it for my pets. I don't think it's abusive or cruel in most cases, but I'm just not a believer. Plus the fact, think about this. The average person, not during COVID, but the average person works 8 hours a day. So that's 8 hours a day the dog is in a crate when they're gone. Then they come home, they take the dog for a walk, and then they go to sleep. That's 8 hours. Throw in an hour for Walmart. That's 17 hours a day, potentially, a dog can spend in a cage. That's not healthy physically or psychologically. What I'd like you to do, Muriel, is I'm going to send you, you got a new puppy, I'm going to send you a copy of my book, How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. And what I'm going to do is also, before you get the book, because I want you to start right now, go to my website, thepetshow.com, and over on the right-hand side where all the hundreds of articles are, and all, they're all free, the articles, I want you to read specifically the article on my case against crate training. Read the article. That will guide you a little bit. I'm going to send you a copy of the book. That's going to make a difference in getting this puppy trained right now. Tell your friends thank you for their advice, but you're going to go a different way and take a different approach. That's what I would recommend.
Oh, Warren, that sounds wonderful. I'll tell you something else. I have pads up against the back door where he'll be, And son of a gun, as little as he is, he uses the pads 99% of the time. And I always tell him what a good boy he is and what a nice guy he is.
Well, you're ahead of the game then. You're ahead of the game. But once you get the dog vaccinated, once he has a shot and you can take him outside, what I'm going to tell you to do is take some of those dirty pads, put the dirty pads outside where you want the dog to go, cover them with a little dirt and grass. This way he'll get the idea. Hey, Muriel, I got to move on. Let's send Muriel a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. Great call, by the way. Lots of luck with that puppy. I'm sure he's going to turn out to be the greatest puppy in the world. Maybe I'll see you in Beverly Hills. Maybe I'll come visit. You're not too far away. 877-725-8255. Robert, Rita, David, Joan. Don't go anywhere. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
My dog, as much as I love you, you make a thing. My dog will always come through.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth...
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Ad paid for by Yes on 22. Save app-based jobs and services. A coalition of on-demand drivers and platforms, small businesses, public safety, and community organizations. Committee major funding from Lyft and Uber Technologies.
Times are tough.
a pandemic, historic unemployment.
So what do Sacramento politicians do? Pass a new law trying to make it illegal for rideshare and food delivery drivers to work as independent contractors.
Politicians are taking away drivers' right to work how they want, putting hundreds of thousands of drivers out of work, and threatening to shut down rideshare and delivery services.
At the worst possible time.
That's why we need Prop 22. Yes on 22 protects drivers' right to work as independent contractors, saving hundreds of thousands of jobs.
Yes on 22 is supported by the overwhelming majority of drivers by a 4-to-1 margin.
And by the California Small Business Association and the California Peace Officers Association.
They all urge you to vote yes on 22 to save app-based jobs and services.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Something I hope becomes a trend. These newlyweds have become a foster home for Basset and Beagle Rescue of the Heartland. They care for them, nurture them, and ultimately place them in great homes. And they say to Denise, it's great experience as a couple and a wonderful way to start out a marriage. So yeah, I think it's a great idea for young married couples if they're not having kids right off the bat. Foster, it's a great learning experience for you, and you're doing a good thing for the animals as well. So hats off to my relatives in Omaha, Nebraska. They are doing exactly what they should be doing, and they're going to have a wonderful life ahead of them. All right, let me get back to the busy phone lines here. We are going to my friend Robert. Hey, Robert, welcome to the show.
Hi, Robert. Excuse me. Hi, Warren. It's Robert.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Much better. 2 weeks ago, I called into your program. I have my dog, Honey. She's a Jack Russell Terrier Chihuahua mix. She was in extremely excruciating pain. She had a slip disc in her spine. And you suggested, and also my vet suggested, that I take her to a specialist because there was only so much they could do. So thank God, not too far from where I live in the city of Tustin, there's a place called the Veterinary Neurology Center. I took her there last Tuesday. They gave her an MRI. The doctor there was great. His name is Dr. Schisler. Anyway, he very nice patient, explained everything, all the scenarios. Anyway, took the MRI, saw that she had a very pronounced slip disc. It was very bad, causing her the pain. Went into surgery right away. And it's a success. She's home right now, and she's resting. She's out of pain. And I want to thank you for giving me the advice 2 weeks ago and all your support. I'm truly grateful to you.
Oh, Robin, I appreciate the thank you. But this is so important that people understand this, and I don't know why it's so difficult. Pets are part of the family now. It's not just the family dog, the family cat. They're part of the family. And with so many advances now in veterinary medicine, whether it be a cardiology, whether it be rheumatology, whether it be dermatology or neurology or whatever it may be, it's important to understand that no one is perfect. And our vets are great, and no one loves vets more than me. And they're amazing people. They have to diagnose when their patients can't tell them what's wrong. But whenever you have something that's persistent, it's always a good idea to ask your vet to refer you to a veterinary specialist. As I say, it may cost a little bit more at the beginning, but the most important thing is you get a good result in most cases, and it gets the dog or the cat out of pain. So I'm so really glad to hear that, Robert. Did I send you something last time you called?
You did. Yes, you did.
What did I send you? I forget.
I sent you, you sent me, I forgot. I think it was some dog
food or something. I please forgive me. I'm sorry. I forgot you. But you did send me something.
Okay, that's good. Oh, wait, no, it's going to take time with the COVID. Everything's taking time. So what I'm going to do, rather than send you something else, which I don't do, I'm going to donate what I would send you to a local rescue. Hey, keep me posted, Robert. Give me a call every few weeks. I'd love to hear how the dog's doing.
I certainly will, and thank you again. God bless.
Thank you. I'll give that dog a big hug and a kiss from me, and I appreciate that phone call. 877-725-8255. That is what makes this worth it, helping people with their pets. And a lot of people don't realize. I know it sounds maybe common sense, but a lot of people don't realize that there are specialists out there specifically for our dogs. Hey, let me tell you what I'm giving away on today's show. I haven't done that yet. I'll be giving away my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. I'll be giving away Lucy pet food. I'll be giving away those amazing T-shirts that say none of my friends walk upright. Copy of my behavior books, either dog or cat. Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter, Arthrosuit Gold, Mushroom Max, Hemp Seed Oil. Many of the products I give away are $25, $35, $40 and more. So it's a great time to give me a call. I'll answer your question, and a great gift will be on its way for your best friend. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me go to my friend Rita in Delaware. Hey, Rita, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. How are you?
I'm doing super. How's everything in Delaware today?
It's great. Thank you. Quick question. We have a Yorkie rescue dog. We've had her for about 6 years. And as with Yorkies, they have that reverse sneeze. It seems to get a little bit more pronounced when she gets excited.
Yeah.
It lasts a little bit longer than it does. Is there something I can do for that?
Nothing. Blow her nose.
I have started doing that. I have started blowing into her nose, and that's it.
No, don't blow into. I was joking. Don't blow into her nose. It's normal. It's very, very common. Very common for a dog to have what's called those reverse sneezes, and very rarely is it dangerous. I mean, you can run it by your vet, but it's very, very common where they have that backward sneeze. And generally speaking, it's not something to be overly concerned about. If you want to run it by your vet, that's the thing to do. But don't blow into her nose. I was just joking, Rita.
I was a mouth, but then she has that dry gag.
Yeah. Is this something new? Is this something that just started recently?
No, she's had this since we've had her for 6 years. It just seems a little bit more pronounced when she gets excited.
You're absolutely right. In other words, when they get excited, the breathing increases, the adrenaline increases, everything increases, so it's going to cause that anxiety. But at this point, she's had it since she's a puppy, nothing to worry about at all.
Okay, one other quick question. Last week when I heard you, I did order the Hugs and Kisses. But I was just curious, what is the caloric content on these treats?
You know what? I'm looking at the jar right now. What I want you to do, see, you give my office a call. Let me write this number down.
I did. I called your office and left a message. I haven't gotten a call back.
Okay. Julie comes in on Tuesday. Julie will give you a call back if she doesn't for some reason because you just hurt a leg. Give her a call back, and she can give you all the information on the caloric intake of the Hugs and Kisses.
Okay. Call her on Tuesday. Okay.
Call her Tuesday morning, and let's see. Have you called me before?
No, this is the first time I'm calling you.
All right, so then what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold, and not only are you going to get Hugs and Kisses because you bought those, so I'm not going to send you any Hugs and Kisses, but I am going to send you for your dog as well. You know what? You're in Delaware. I'm going to send you some Lucy Performance 5 pet food on its way to you, reader in Delaware. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. David, Joan, Mary, don't go anywhere. I got Hugs and Kisses, Lucy pet food, T-shirts, Mushroom Max. Everyone that calls and gets to be live on the air today will get a great gift for their dog or cat. So it's a great time to call me, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to all of your phone calls. Now, you heard me talking about my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. They've been around for over 30 years, and the reason they've been around so long is simple. They work. If you've had it with excessive shedding, dry skin, dander, hairballs, and you really want to make sure you're supporting your dog or cat's immune system with an antioxidant-rich supplement, then Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements should be on your table. Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements, as I said, have been around for over 30 years, and the results are really, really in. We get great calls every day. But here's something I want to talk about because it's a special. We've never been able to do this before. Now, my Hugs and Kisses supplements are available at Walmart.com. They're available at Wish.com. They're available at my own website, ThePetShow.com. Or you can call the 800 number and order them there at 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-4847. We've never been able to do this before, but now we're running a special sale just on the Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats for dogs. Just the one for dogs. So if you go to, and they're only available at Amazon, if you go to Amazon.com and you go to the Hugs and Kisses vitamin store, you'll see the Hugs and Kisses supplements there. And if you order at the Amazon store, you will get $5 off a jar of the dog Hugs and Kisses. But listen to me carefully. If you're an Amazon Prime member, not only do you get $5 off the Hugs and Kisses supplement, but shipping is absolutely free. So if you've been wanting to try the Hugs and Kisses supplements for your dogs, now is the time. We're not going to be able to do this again. The offer, by the way, ends October 4th or as soon as we run out. So if you want to try the Hugs and Kisses supplements, go to Amazon.com, the Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Store, $5 off Hugs and Kisses dog, and if you're a Prime member, shipping is free. So there's no need to not have Hugs and Kisses to make your dogs and cats feel as healthy as they possibly can. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
I'm going to tell you about a dog I got born in Kansas City. I picked him up down in New Orleans. I thought he was so pretty.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. Call right now. That's 800-430-7570.
Whether classes in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones, to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, notebooks and rulers are just 25 cents each.
Now that's a back-to-school deal you don't want to miss. Shop in-store, order online, or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/26. Limit 30. Limits vary online. While supplies last, curbside available in most stores.
Stock up to support your family's immune health with Ester C, a superior form of vitamin C. Ester C lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C, and it's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. So don't just settle for regular vitamin C. Look for Ester C on the label when you shop for your family's immune health. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Hi, Ellie Krieger here. I always think of fall as getting back into a routine, whatever that is these days. But no matter what, I like to keep my menu fresh, fun, and simple. I use fun little taste surprises to level up my fall favorites. I like to add a pop of flavor and nutrition by incorporating more fresh in-season produce. And one of my favorites is grapes from California. Did you know that California grapes are in season from May into January? All three colors, red, green, and black, are a tasty way to add healthy polyphenols and other antioxidants, potassium, and vitamin K to your diet. So take the classic avocado toast. It's great on its own, but I've leveled it up by brightening the creamy avocado with a little lemon juice, and I've added a pop of crunchy, sweet grapes. It's a fun twist you're going to love. For more tips on leveling up your fall favorites, go to grapesfromcalifornia.com.
And we are back on the Pet Show. Let me go to my friend David in Florida. Hey, David, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, Juan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing super. What can I do for you?
I got two Maltese Shih Tzu dogs. They constantly bark. They hear everything, and I used a shaker. We tried something else, me and my wife. How do I stop them from barking?
First of all, what you need to understand is if they're barking, they're barking for a reason. So what you need to do is take care of that scenario. Most people say use a shake can, yell, scream, jump up and down. Here's what I want you to do. When the dogs are barking, I want you to go over to them. I had the same thing with my two guys. I want you to go over to the two dogs and say, thank you, I got it from here. They're not barking for no reason. They're barking for a reason, to let you know something is wrong or something's out there or something's over there or there. So to correct them or yell at them, it's like a kid who comes over and gives you a hug and you yell at them. So what I want you to do is thank them for barking. I know this sounds a little eccentric. Thank them for barking and at the same time say, I got it from here. Now, the worst thing you can do is the shake can. However, there is something that does work to temporarily ease your insanity. David, I'm going to send you a little air horn. What I want you to do is keep it in your pocket. When they're barking excessively, just tap it once and don't say a word. So sometimes what I want you to do is go over to the two dogs and say, thank you. I appreciate the fact you're letting me know the bad guy's outside, but I'll take over from here. That's important because you're not paying too much attention to it. And the second thing is when you can't get right to them, just a tap of the little air horn. I think that's going to make all the difference for you, David. Give it a shot. Give me a call back in a couple of weeks. There's a million things we can do, but I think that'll get you on the right track. How are they outside when you walk them and they see another dog? What do they react like?
Well, they are crazy, but they listen to the word heel.
Oh, well, that's good then. So they listen. So that's important because even when they're barking or going crazy, they respond to that. So the same thing's going to happen in the house when they're barking. By you going over to them and say, thank you, I got it from here, you're telling them that barking's okay, but barking excessively is not necessary. I think that's going to make a big difference for you.
Great. Wow, thank you.
David, give it a shot. Let me know if it doesn't work. I got a lot of things we can do. This isn't the first time I've ever worked with a barking dog. So let's put David on hold, and we're going to send David one of those small air horns, and I appreciate that phone call. Let me take a quick break, then we'll get right back to all your calls. We've got Joanne in Canyon City, Colorado, Ronnie in L.A., Mary in Hawaii, Joan in Michigan, and David in Florida. All right. Listen, if you have a cat, listen to me carefully. I want to tell you about Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter. There's not another litter on the market, and let me tell you why. Ammonia is a health hazard that can be dangerous to both cats and people. Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible actually prevents ammonia from forming in the first place, simply meaning there is no ammonia. Ammonia is the main cause of litter box odors. But with Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible, keeping the box ammonia-free, the litter is going to stay fresher longer, and your house is going to smell the way you want it to smell. Cat's Incredible is safe, it's reliable, it can be used with all cats. So why do cats prefer Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible? It's made with sodium bentonite clay, which, by the way, cats really do prefer. Even those finicky felines will love it. I want to talk to you guys about healthy cats. Ammonia can quickly build up in both ordinary clay and alternative litters. This can cause respiratory illness, digestive problems, and other ailments in your cats. Just another reason to switch to Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter, sourced and American-made by Lucy Pet Products. Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter is available at Amazon.com, and if you're a Prime member, shipping is free. It's also available at Chewy.com. The only cat litter I've ever recommended and endorsed is called Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter. Check it out at Amazon and Chewy today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now, Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
We have a big cat, small cat, short cats, tall cats, old cats.
We got every kind of cat you can imagine. Hey, you know, we're going to take a quick break at the top of the hour. Joan, Mary, Ronnie, Trudy, you'll be my first callers when we come back. By the way, this is a great time to call me. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Listen to this. A recent survey of 1,000 American smartphone users seemed to indicate the sacrifices to hold onto their phones are indeed astounding and temporarily have a higher priority than dog kisses. I cannot believe this. According to Simple Texting, even some of the most loyal pet parents, when asked to pick between their pet or their phone, 40%, did you hear me? 40% were willing to part with their pet for a month if it meant keeping their cell phone. Imagine that. People would rather be separated from their pet than their phones. Now for the good news. Depends on, however, the priorities. Pets still beat significant others. Listen to these stats. 44% of people responding would be willing to sacrifice their partner, their significant other, for an entire month. The other top contenders were giving up alcohol, Netflix, Target, and coffee. And 53% of overall respondents, and 60% of males specifically, would rather give up their smartphone for a month than sex for a month. Interesting stuff. I cannot believe that people would rather give up their dog or their cat for a month than their cell phone. I mean, I have a cell phone, but I'm not attached to it. Unbelievable statistics. 1,000 people interviewed, and they would rather give up their dog or their cat for a month than their phone. I just don't get it. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Coming up, we're going to take a look at, and this is really important, how your habits may affect your pet's behavior. We often talk about our pet's habits, but is it your habits that really can make your pets behave in ways they do? We're also going to talk a little bit of micromanaging your dogs, dumb advice from the internet, and how your dog dishes may be making your dogs and cats sick. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. A real quick break, then right back to all of your phone calls. I'm Warren Eckstein, and yes, you're listening to The Pet Show.
On a planet of the sun.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good out here.
Whether classes in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones to UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, notebooks and rulers are just 25 cents each.
Now that's a back-to-school deal you don't want to miss. Shop in-store, order online, or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/26. Limit 30. Limits vary online. While supplies last. Curbside available in both.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.